You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanank mshaguer avantutyun hayu barzankene, yev ur vor hayrini yekeglisvin, hon hayrini kvoghche. Good morning. It is Sunday, October the 9th. Established here in Providence in 1947, you are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Turayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հրավաձ էիր որոշ տեղը պազմահազար հայերու և օդարներու գողմե։ Հայերու համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույր կգարնե։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայն իր անշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դուրենրու մեջ անացին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
Acharit Ihavidjanis Pagets, Charles de Blois, Jr.
As a last respect at your graveside, I place a bouquet of flowers at your grave. Your memory will remain with us forever, and your grave will never be neglected. As rose petals are placed on your grave, the angels will watch over you forever. I grieve for you today at your departure, and my heart is breaking and full of sorrow.
Հողագույցից իբր հարքանքս վերջին, ցոնեմ փունջ մտ ձաղիկներու անթարամ։ Հիշադակդ լա անմահ բոլորին, և չի լկվի քերեզմանդ անխնամ։ Վարդի թուպեր թող զարդարեն շիրիմդ, հրեշտագներ թող բախպանեն զայն հավետ։ Դարաբագոց և մենավոր սկագիրդ, հոգիս այսօր գուլալրիկ մեկնում էդ։
It is with great sadness I report to you that Charles DeBlois Jr., 62, of Rehoboth, passed away Thursday, October 6th, at home. Born in Providence, he was a loving son of Claire DeBlois Murtaugh and the late Charles DeBlois. He was a beloved husband. He was a beloved husband for 37 years of Araxi Roxy Bogosian DeBlois. Chuck, as everyone knew him as, was a graduate of Moses Brown School. After graduation, he went on to receive his bachelor's degree from the College of Holy Cross. After 30 years of working at the family business of DeBlois Oil Company, he then held the position of executive vice president for DB Marketing Company prior to establishing DeBlois Consulting Services. He was active in many community and civil projects over the years. He served on the board of directors for Navigant Credit Union for over 30 years. He was an Aflac Insurance Special Projects Coordinator and an independent business owner with and founding partner of South Coast Benefits, located in Attleboro. In his free time, he was an avid hockey player, fan, and game attendee. He always looked forward to his Friday night Providence Bruins game, a Boston Bruins game, good cigars, playing golf at Crestwood Country Club, where he was a member, and spending time with his family. Besides his mother and his wife, he is survived by his beloved children. Charles DeBlois III and Marissa, Jacob DeBlois and Dennis Zimbersky, Alexandra Gulat and Jacob, Samuel DeBlois and Catherine Ashbayan. He was a devoted grandfather of Ellery, Charles Charlie, and Jackson. He was a dear brother of Denise Roncarati and Robert, David DeBlois and Allison, William DeBlois and Kelly, Joanne Nolette and Michael, Michelle Purdy and Russell, Tom DeBlois and James DeBlois and Sharon. He also leaves behind 23 nieces and nephews and 8 great-nieces and great-nephews. His funeral services, which relatives and friends are invited, will be held on Thursday, October 13th at 11 o'clock at St. Sahag and St. Mesrob Armenian Church, 70 Jefferson Street, Providence, followed by burial at Swan Point Cemetery. Visiting hours are Wednesday evening, 4 o'clock till 8 o'clock in the evening at Nardalillo Funeral Home, 1278 Park Avenue in Cranston. Again, the wake takes place Wednesday evening from 4 till 8 at Nardalillo's in Cranston. My sincerest condolences to the Bogosian and the DeBlois families with our Dadilitzes. October 9th, 1998, today is the 24th Dadilitz of Hilda Yachyan. October 9th, 2001, today is the 21st Dadilitz of Sally Nahabedian. It is also the 21st Dadilitz today of Alexander Peligyan. October 9th, 1995, today is the 27th Dadilitz of Varvar Melikyan. October 10th, 1996, Monday is the 26th Dadilitz of Mark Asadorian. October 10th, 2012, Monday is the 10th Dadilitz of Ethel Palian. October 11th, 2004, Tuesday is the 18th Dadilitz of Isabel Avedisian. October 11th, 2000, Tuesday is the 22nd Dadilitz of Vahe Samorian. October 11th, 1993, Tuesday is the 29th Dadilitz of Harry Samorian Jr. October 12, 1995, Wednesday is the 27th Dalat of Peter Bedros Bayan. October 12, 2019, Wednesday is the 3rd Dalat of Rose Barsoyan. October 13, 2001, Thursday is the 21st Dalat of Baizad Garabedian. October 13, 2015, Thursday is the 7th Dalat of Aram Donabedian. October 13, 2020, Thursday is the 2nd Dalat of Shake Akjan. October 14, 2004, Friday is the 18th Dalat of Peter Garabedian. October 14, 2009, Friday is the 13th Dalat of Haruchun Armujan. October 14, 2018, Friday is the 4th Dalat of Avedis Apkarian. October 15, 2004, Saturday is the 18th Dalat of Varkes Markarian. October 15, 1997, Saturday is the 25th Dalat of Paramaz and Dorothy Murachan. October 15, 2009, Saturday is the 13th Dalat of Beverly Cashmanian. Typically, we'll hear Ivedin for our dearly departed, as well as for those who we remember. But this morning, I'd like to play Haymed, especially for the Dabloys and Bogosian families.
Haymed
October is Cultural Month. We will be listening to excerpts from the Anush Opera this morning on the Armenian Radio Hour. And right now, let's go to our Cultural Month programming with my dad.
The Armenians, October is Cultural Month. The Armenian folk song and dance, as the folk songs and dances of all nationalities, has its mode of expression. Each nationality has customs that best express its character, manifested through its folklore, speech, music, movements, costume, and art forms. Through the centuries, many ancient people have ceased to exist and many others have come into being, but the chain of continuity of mankind has never been broken. In the course of transferal and continuity of nationalities, certain customs have lost their authentic form and have undergone changes along with their religions and creeds, but there has remained the basic national character. Especially, people who have remained attached to their native soil have developed and have retained over the centuries their distinct manner of expressing through song and dance, their joys and sorrows, as well as their appreciation for the bounties of nature. Armenians have been one such people.
Azgeru parka gerdvadze ir mshaguitov, kirov, kraganochunov, lezvov, irajishtuchunov, jardarabedutunov yev aylan. Hayun hamar mshaguite yegadze vahan havado yev syn luso. Temi huysin parkin yeranuchan u devaganuchan. Hayask vorkan haladvzats, vorkan charcharvats, pokradzun paits. Շնորհիվ մշակույթին ուժով արժեքավորած է ինքն և քոչել դված է մշակույթի ռահվիրան արևելքի մեջ։
And now we'll hear from the late Maritza on Cultural Month.
Այժմ գուզեմ արդասանել դաղ հայերեն լեզվին մեր մշակույթի դոնի արիթով Վահան Թեկեյան. Քեզ հայ լեզու գսիրեմ մրկաստանի մնման, մեր անցյալին թանցրախի դստվերներու մեջ գարձես մեի մեկ բդուղ կուպոլոր պարերըդ ինձի գերևան, որոնց մեջը գկալեմ ու գկաղեմ զանոնք ես։ Մրկաստանի մնման գսիրեմ քեզ հայ լեզու, մեր հայրենի բալադեն բարդեզներեն մնացորդ տալարակեղտուն բուրագ, որ թիմացար տարերու և գմնաս միշտ արույք հին ավիշով գենսահորդ։ Ձարերուդ մեջ հովանուդ գերթամ խինտով մանսահման, արմադներուդ ջուղերուդ վրա նայելով հիացիկ, զարմանալով թե ինչպես դու մնացիր, երբ սաստիկ քամին քո շուրջդ փչեց ու դաբալեց ամեն բան։ Մեի մեկ բդուղ գույնս գույն ամբողջ պարերդ ահա, հյութեղ պարերդ, զոր որքան հասունցուցին արևներ, պարերդ, որոնք այս պահուս շրտանցս վրա եմպրներ, պարերդ, որ քիմ կսկոծեն և գսպոպեն սիրդս հիմա։
As I mentioned, October is Cultural Month, and we have so much going on in our community this month as well. And we celebrate, and during the month of October, our Armenian heritage. And we have quite a few concerts coming up, so get your paper and pencil ready so that you can write some of these down already. So this week, Friday, October 14th, St. Sahag St. Mesrub Church's Cultural Committee presents Mer Anush Hayrenik. Friday night, October 14th, 7:30. Grigor Haratunyan, conductor, arranger of medieval music, and he's also an organist. And he will be accompanied with the chorale of Khazaros Sarian Art School in Yerevan, Armenia. And again, that is the Armenian Cultural Hour, Friday night, October 14th. And then on Saturday, we have a magnificent picnic to go to. So, what picnic? I'm sorry. Bazaar. I feel because it's going to be outside, it's going to be kind of like a picnic. It's going to be in and out, 402 Broadway, and it's going to be a gorgeous fall day. We'll be with our friends at Saints Vartanants Armenian Church, 402 Broadway, Providence, Rhode Island. Delicious meals will be chicken, shish, lush, and again, their bazaar, we all know where it typically is. This year, it can't be held at the roads. They're having some structural issues, so they're doing this at the church. and they need our support more than ever. Please, if you've got a Facebook page or Instagram or whatever, I can't even keep up anymore, please post about this. It's Food Fest. It's the bazaar. It's their major way that they raise funds to keep the lights on at church. So please, please, please let everyone know October 15th from 11 till 6 o'clock on Saturday. This Saturday coming up, 7 Armenia Street is a back parking lot. They'll be set up all over the place. So just there's parking, quite a few parking lots will be open as well as on the street. You know what? What's better than getting Ubered over as well? But it's rain or shine, but I know it's going to be a beautiful day. This weekend thus far has been absolutely gorgeous. Admission is free. Not only are the delicious meals you can take home with you or you can have there, but they also have prepackaged pastries, kofte, which, by the way, frozen in the freezer are great in the middle of winter when you don't feel like cooking. Falafel sandwiches, the Ararat Cafe for that strong Armenian coffee, live Armenian music as well. We'll be dancing, great flea market, arts and crafts. They'll have a raffles, as always, hot dogs, popcorn, cotton candy. Did I mention admission is free? Just get on down there. St. Svartzenants Armenian Church's annual bazaar food fest, 402 Broadway in Providence. And make sure you tell all your friends, October 15th, Saturday, 11 till 6 o'clock. Alrighty. With that, let's listen to a little bit more of the duduk music. Okay, this is the Anush Opera, and I'm going to leave it on in the background while I tell you about... We play this every year. It's also on our Armenian Radio Hour's website. You can hear excerpts. You can listen to the whole thing. But it's a beautiful opera. It's a five-act opera that was composed by Armen Tigranyan, based on the 1892 poem of the same name by Hovhannes Tumanyan. Originally composed in 1912... It was first performed in Alexandropol, but it had to wait until 1935 for its full professional staging at the Armenian National Opera Theater. Anush remains in the repertoire in Armenia today. The opera has special importance to Armenian musical history as one of its most significant accomplishments. Being a work of national character, Anush was the first opera truly inspired by Armenian folk music and culture, and it is perhaps the most popular Armenian musical and theatrical work. The opera is about the tragedy of a peasant girl named Anush, whose short love affair ends in loss and death because of a conflict between her lover and her brother. Let's listen to a little bit of Anush opera.
Thank you.
Alrighty, and we're going to tell you in a little bit of excerpts, what's going on in our community. St. Sykes, St. Minnesota Church Parish Council and the Women's Guild presents a family luncheon next Sunday, October 16th, a complete pasta and meatball dinner. You know, why can't they just call it spaghetti and meatballs? I hope it's spaghetti. It's probably going to be penne, but whatever. Pasta and meatball dinner, October 16th. And donations are greatly accepted, but I guess there's no charge. That's so sweet. There's also going to be a wonderful presentation by Deacon Gaden Mugurdichin and Deacon Anthony Maldonado. Reservations are appreciated. Please call the church office, 401-272-7712. It's a meatball and pasta dinner, family lunch style, following Divine Liturgy at St. Sykes St. Messer of Church next Sunday. And then, as I've been mentioning, we have a lot of concerts coming up. You know, October is Cultural Month, and as we celebrate our Armenian culture, we do so with music. And, you know, my dad always said music was always a unifier. And there you go. ARF Krisa Porgomide celebrates the 132nd anniversary of the ARF. ARF Day Dinner and Entertainment, featuring Spurki Zain from Canada, Sevag Levon Never and Toros, Saturday, October 22nd at 6 o'clock. St. Sag and St. Mesrob Armenian Church. Donation is $60 for adults, $30 for children under 12. RSVP by October 8th, which was yesterday. So hopefully you already have, but if not, call Hirag Arakelian immediately. Call him right now. Say Pati Luis from Sona. 401-484-1154. 401-484-1154. Again, this is an anniversary dance, October 22nd, 6 o'clock, St. Sag St. Mesrob Zagavian Auditorium. ARF Day Dinner and Entertainment. All right, we'll do one more. Alrighty, we have the Rhode Island Orthodox Clergy Fellowship and the Cultural Committee of St. Sag St. Mesrob Church presenting a spiritual music festival featuring the choirs and soloists of the Greek Orthodox Church of Newport, St. Mary and St. Mina Coptic Orthodox Church of Cranston, the Holy Family Coptic Orthodox Church in Attleboro, and St. Sag St. Mesrob Church in Providence. Sunday, October 23rd, 5 o'clock, in the sanctuary of St. Sag and St. Mesrob Church. Donations are greatly received. Refreshments will follow. And again, you know, a lot of this is all on the websites of these churches, so make sure that you're always staying attuned. All right, let's go back to Anush Opera.
Thank you.
Alrighty, and we'll go back to Anush in just a bit, but right now I need this music on. And usually I don't play this music during Cultural Month, but hey, it's for me. This is Kevork Artinian. Kevork Artinian, live and in color for the Armenian Radio Hour's 75th Anniversary Gala. Tickets are now on sale. 75 years the Armenian Radio Hour's been entertaining you here in Providence. Please support the Armenian Radio Hour by being in attendance for this dance on November 5th, Saturday night, with Kevork Artinian and our Armenian Rhode Island community. Kevork Artinian will be here in Providence, entertaining us on November 5th, Saturday night, at the Agavian Auditorium of St. Saga and St. Mesop Church, 70 Jefferson Street, Providence, beginning at 8 o'clock on Saturday, November 5th. There'll be meze music and dancing all night long with the Armenian Radio Hour. Please come join us. It's on Facebook. Please, if you can share it with your followers, that would be great. We're really trying to make this as special as possible. I'm not sure if I'm ever going to do another dance, but 75 years is such a monument to my dad, and I couldn't not have a dance. Tickets are available now. You can pay Venmo or PayPal. You can mail in a check. But it is $75 per couple, $45 at the door. And please get in touch with me, Sona, 401-374-2121, if you'd like tickets. Just text me how many and who you are. Please tell all your friends. I know Varkis Kaprelian is going to be attaching it on his Instagram. Stephen Elmation, if you're listening, please send it out to your list if you could. But Kevork Artinian, live and in color, Saturday, November 5th. Mark those calendars. 8 o'clock start time. We'll see you there. Let's listen a little bit more to Kevork before we go back to our Cultural Month programming. Alrighty, and with that, we'll tell you about one more event in our community, St. Sag St. Mesrub Church's annual bazaar, December 3rd and 4th. Delicious Armenian food, raffles, and prizes. Mark those calendars, December 3rd and 4th. I love it this year. It's going to be more of like a Christmas bazaar, and what a great theme. Come and enjoy lunch, dinner, great pastries, takeout, dine in, whichever, music on hand. And we'll see you there December 3rd and 4th at the Gavin Auditorium of St. Sag, St. Mesrop Church. Again, December 3rd and 4th. Alrighty, let's go back to Anush Opera. We're going to take a little break, a little intermission from Anush Opera and go to Rupen Matavoshyan. Birthday greetings this week, October 13th. Happy birthday to Karen Kaprelian Pilla. If you see her this week, wish her a happy birthday on the 13th.
Oh.
end. Let's just go back. We have a bazaar this Saturday, October 15th. And as with raising a family, it takes a village. Well, it takes a village to put on a bazaar. And there is still help needed. If you can this week, they do need assistance. Tuesday, the 11th, 6 o'clock, picking up the lamb, loche, and chicken at Market Basket. They need help once they return to church, which will be around 7 to 7:30 to unload. Everything goes into the walk-in fridge in the basement. So that's a lot of food that's going to be transported into the church. Won't take you more than a half an hour if you have a lot of people. So please, if you can, please help out. Tuesday night, 7 to 7:30. Stephen Almasian really needs your help on this one. He sent this note out on email. Also on Wednesday, October 12th, 8 a.m. There are two pickups needed for produce. And just contact Steve if you can help out. That's in the morning on the 12th. Also in the evening, they need help with the marination of the chicken and the shish. And then Friday, they'll be making the loche. So if you can help out, if not, we'll see you there on Saturday. Please make sure you have your dancing shoes on and a nice shawl, let's say. Saturday, October 15th, 11 to 6, 7 Armenia Street. We'll be all over that area for the church bazaar. St. Svartzenon's Church's annual bazaar, Saturday, October 15th, beginning at 11 o'clock. We'll see you there. Let's go back to, you know what, let's go to Rupen Matavoshan. Right now we're listening to Duduk music. Well, we were. Here we go.
Sarılancı Jerikaji
Again, that is the Rupen Matavoshan Volume 3 cassette. I know that's not Rupen singing, but this is Culture Month programming, and we're listening to all the greats. We had been listening to the Anush Opera, and let's see, right now, let's go back to a little bit more of the Anush Opera. Oh, As Dad always says, Urachatsur Gurachanas, Mer Jamanagalrat Salchugal, Chun Serin Hamar. So that's what Chun mean, Chev Harachigagiragi Aravora. Time is up. Thank you for yours. We are live and in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Terrain, heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. Thank you to our webmaster, George Gasparian, keeping all of our shows on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com. You can listen to me on your smartphone. Just go to ArmenianRadioHour.com. Tell all your friends. Don't forget our Armenian Radio Hour Gala, November 5th. Mark those calendars. We need your support. Armenian Radio Hour. You can write us at P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. Happy Sunday and see you at St. Vartanon's Church Bazaar, Saturday the 15th. See you then. Happy Sunday.